let's talk about this nightingale who is in love with the rose. Yes, the flower is beautiful, but so is the nightingale. And that's what we are talking about, yes?
Our emotion is not caused by grief or joy. Our consciousness is not related to fancy and imagination. There is another state which is rare. Do not thou disbelieve, for God is very mighty. Do not judge from the state of man. Do not abide in wrongdoing and in well-doing.
Mm-hmm. Here is one of the best lessons, maybe. You should try to keep this. Anybody awake? Okay. Listen, he said, I can talk about the beauty of the beloved for eternity, right? Let's come back to the point I was making, the joy of this nightingale. I could tell you that, yes, you know the state of doing good, being good, feeling good, and a state of doing wrong and feeling bad. That's what you understand. But there is another state of being in. And don't say no because you don't know it, because I know you don't know it. You haven't experienced it yet. But you know who will make that state? Remember, I was telling you that you are not doing wrong. He is the real doer. That's where our hope goes. So he will do it. He will change you. But you don't get it. Why? Because you think of him as another man. And you think that he could do this, he could do that, he will do this, he will do that. That's the exception, and we'll do the exceptional thing. Disability, impotency doesn't exist with him. So he could do it. You're looking at the goodness of here, and you believe that this is good. Remember, all the good is with him and goes back to him. Yes.
Wrongdoing and well-doing, grief and joy, are things that come into existence. Those who come into existence die. God is their heir.
Yep.
'Tis dawn. O thou who art the support and refuge of the dawn, ask pardon of my Lord Usamuddin.
What does that mean?
He's been reciting all night.
This is my point. Because you should know it, a lot of different books written about Rumi. Over here, they will say that Rumi was reciting all night, and slowly he will notice that, my God, the sun is rising, and Usamuddin is tired like you, or like you, and I said, okay, let's put it aside. To me, that explanation is ridiculous. Stupid. Because if Rumi is talking about this, then later on I should accept somewhere else that he will say, oh, alas, we had a couple of bites, and we think that we have it all. Then we should think that they were eating some kufte, I don't know, or whatever. And personally, I don't accept this kind of stuff, because the Rumi I know, 2 months later, he will say, by the way, something that stuff has nothing to do with teaching the enlightenment, so scratch it off. He's an editor. He's talking. And this is not the only time that he's talking to Usamuddin. At the beginning of all books, he will talk to Usamuddin. And he will let us know who Usamuddin is. Any of you remember? Hisam, you know what Hisam is? The sword. Cutting blade of the sword is Hisam. So the guy is the sword of the path. That what his name means. You remember Rumi talks about Shams and will force you to think about the meaning of Shams, which means the soul.
The soul?
Sun.
Sun. Right.
Soleil, pardon. The sun.
Soul.
Okay?
Soul.
So he thinks like that. Yes, and he thinks about soul and all that. This is the way he thinks. And the guy is that sword that Rumi is talking about. You remember he said, you have the wooden sword, don't come here, because you don't have the good judgment and all that. This guy is the judgment of the path. And repeatedly we say, you, Husamuddin, you are this Masnavi. Because the book he is writing is for the guy. And he doesn't differentiate between the book and the guy. He's doing it for the same reason. And he's handing all this to Husamuddin, and he said, if it was not for him, I wouldn't talk. Because he's listening. He is actually pulling the ear of Husamuddin, and Husamuddin is following. So suddenly he should talk about Husamuddin. But what did he say? He said, oh, Husamuddin, it's dawn. It's dawn, it's English. As a bloody foreigner, it doesn't make sense to me. Because when they say Sobshod, I think about enlightenment. The sun coming up. Morning is there. Not dawn. Enlightenment is there. Oh my Husamuddin, this is the light of the morning which is protecting you. The enlightenment, the light itself is protecting you. You, the soul of the path. Because you are doing something here. What is Husamuddin doing here? Those Persian guys. What is Husamuddin doing here?
Well, a couple of lines up were saying that don't compare, don't judge from normal state.
What is Husamuddin doing?
Discerning.
In this sentence.
This is the book he's talking about in this sentence.
Let me read it again. Listen. Sob shod ay sob ra sob o pana uzr makhdumi Husamuddin bekha. What is Husamuddin doing? Over there is a word, makhdumi. Means the one who is giving the service. You know what service this is? Remember he said, you need to contrive this I and we in order that you might play game of worship. Over there, there is no worship.
Service.
That was service. This is the same stuff. Once he talked about God who made this me and you and all that, to do khidmat. This is giving service. So it's a bagaman of services, right? And who is the service? Let's talk about the service. What do you think about the service? You should think about the service Rumi is giving to you, right? What is it? The book. The book that he calls Husamuddin.